the plane tickets, Krause?
Oh, get off my back, Benson. I made all the arrangements for this trip without your help. I don't need you butting in now.
Well, I'm just checking, Krause. What is all this?
Well, this is my luggage. I wanted to be sure I had something for every occasion in Hong Kong.
Looks to me like you got something for every citizen in Hong Kong.
What do you think about me? Charts, Clayton? What is all this?
Krause is smuggling luggage out of the country.
Well, it's far too much. Cut it down to two suitcases and make it snappy.
Who died and made you chief bellhop?
We're on my charts!
Why don't we leave while he's out of the room?
All right, I found my charts. We can go to the airport.
What are these charts you're so hopped up about?
They just happen to be the visual representation of the projected production of silicon sand over the next few fiscal years. In other words, the very backbone of our sales pitch. Now let's get going.
Do you realize that in about 16 hours, Clayton will be halfway around the globe boring the oldest culture on Earth?
We'll just humor him, otherwise he'll sulk the entire flight.
Come on, Krause, let's get going. You're going to miss all of Hong Kong.
Here's an Yves Saint Laurent evening dress. We can copy it and sell it for a third of what he charges.
I don't like it.
All right. We have a lovely Pierre Cardin. Original.
No, no, no. Don't you understand? I am tired of counterfeiting famous designers. I want to have my own designs. I want Edie Williams to go to the Oscars next year in a Van Dyne original.
But Ursula, you have no talent for design.
I know that. But I have a plan. I've recently discovered that Alexander Chaussure is going to be in Hong Kong. And what's more, he's going to have his new dress designs with him.
Alexander Chaussure? Nobody has seen him. He's a famous recluse.
Yes, but I have a description of him. He's a tall, thin man with an eccentric nose, a mustache, and an overbearing personality. My information is that he'll be flying in this afternoon. Now, you and Kung meet every plane that arrives from the States. Get those designs from Chaussure.
Yes, Ursula. I'll call Kung.
Why can't you use the intercom?
Hong Kong, city of mystery, city of intrigue, city of suspense.
City with an airport very close to the mountains.
Yeah, I don't mean to be a party pooper, but we are here on business.
I know that, Clayton.
No, selling that silicone sand to Chipstar will bring millions into the state.
Clayton, go back to your seat. We're landing.
I've never been so embarrassed. You're very rude, Clayton.
Yeah, that's the first time I have ever had my luggage searched by customs.
That's the first time you've traveled with the ugly American.
I was merely trying to protect my charts from prying eyes.
He wasn't prying. He was looking for contraband. That's his job.
Binoza!
Do I look like a smuggler? Is this the way a smuggler dresses?
All right, it's over with and done. Let's forget about it.
I don't want to forget about it. Is that all right with you, Benson?
Sure, it's all right with me. 16 hours on the plane made him a little grouchy.
You have something more you want to say, Benson?
No. I was just saying the cross that I hope this is our car from the hotel.
Yeah.
That black case.
Those must be the dress designs.
No.
Driver, take us by Man Mo Temple, then over to the Tiger Balm Gardens, and then run us through the Tsim Sha Tsui district.
Wait, maybe we should save the tour until after we're all rested.
Oh, no, that's all right, sir. I'm fine. What we know as Hong Kong is, in fact, the Kowloon Peninsula, Stonecutters Island, Hong Kong Island proper, and more recently the new territories, which make up 588 of Hong Kong's 644 kilometers.
Driver, just take us to the hotel.
Benson, there's so much to see.
We don't have to see every steaming, inscrutable kilometer in an hour.
Fine. Miss the chance of a lifetime.
Now's our chance.
blundering, incompetent, imbecilic idiots. Oh, I can see I'll have to take care of this myself. Kung, bring the car around, the big one, and don't play with the radio.
You embarrass me in front of Kung.
You're embarrassed. I'm throwing a party for the creme de la creme of Hong Kong the day after tomorrow. They're expecting me to unveil my designs. But did you bring me Chaucer's designs? Oh, no. You brought me an enormous amount of useless information about sand.
You! I have lost a large black portfolio. It was with my luggage when I arrived. Now find it immediately and deliver it to 951. This isn't my key. This is Benson's key. Oh, this is wonderful. I lose my chart. I lose my key. It's a wonder I don't lose my temper. That is room 947. Then make it snappy. That's room 947.
Would you kindly get in the car?
I'm sorry, I don't know you, and I never get into a car with strangers.
Then perhaps you know my friend, Mr. Gunn.
Perhaps a little spin around the block wouldn't hurt.
Hey, Clayton, where are you going?
Stuck up yuppie.
Ask me any man to travel 8,000 miles for a business meeting and then not show up is just irresponsible. It's no excuse.
Well, maybe he met a girl. Not you, no bean curd. I saw him get in a car full of women right after we checked in. I didn't see either of you guys moving that quick.
So Clayton leave with some women?
Yeah, it was in a red Rolls Royce.
It steams me.
Worry, Governor, you'll meet someone.
You know what I mean.
Well, that was very good. Can I go home now?
Idiot, forget about them. Tell me about your clothes.
Well, what is there to say? The suit is a light cotton poplin, the shirt is English Oxford, and the shoes are hand-tooled leather.
Gag him. He annoys me.
Gag me? I've been a good sport.
I will get your designs, Mr. Chaucer. I'm a resourceful woman.
I can't believe Clayton hasn't come back to the hotel yet.
Maybe he's up in my room. Look, my door's open.
I don't like the looks of this.
Wow, when you unpack, you unpack.
I didn't do this. Looks like somebody searched my room.
You've been robbed, Benson.
No. There's my tape recorder and there's my camera. Wait a minute. What's this?
Well, it looks like a button or a cufflink or something.
Well, it's not mine. Wait a minute. Here's my key.
You don't think Clayton did this?
No, but he was the last one to have this key.
I'm getting a little worried about Clayton. I think we better call the police.
Well, personally, I shouldn't worry too much. A great many people come to Hong Kong to let their hair down.
What about the room?
If I were you, I'd just call for the maid.
Wait a minute, Inspector.
I found this on the floor.
Where did you find this?
I just told you, on the floor. What?
Nothing.
What's going on?
Never mind, mate. It's police matter.
Yes, sir. Just let us handle it. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. However, I'd like to take a Monsieur Denton Dubois.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't understand the name.
Denton Dubois.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Paging Mr. Denton Dubois. Paging Mr. Denton Dubois.
They are paging you, Benson.
They are not paging Benson. They're paging Benton.
How do you think Miss Croft is right?
Miss Croft? Benton. Maybe they shouldn't talk with their mouths full.
Benton Puba. Paging Benton Puba.
Hello?
Hello, Benton?
Who is this?
Clayton.
Waydon.
Waydon!
Waydon. Oh, Clayton, hey, where are you, man?
Captain Benton, I'm the visitor in your castle.
I can't understand you. Listen, just speak slowly. Where are you?
I don't know. I'm the visitor in the big castle.
Big castle.
Clayton!
I don't think they believed us.
Well, it's not as though we gave much to go on.
I told them everything I know. Clayton's a prisoner in a castle, whatever that means.
So, we are right back where we started.
That symbol on the pin is our only lead.
Well, we don't know what that means.
Why don't you and I try to track her down and Kraus can go back to the hotel?
No way, dim sum. I came to Hong Kong for mystery and adventure. I am not going to spend all my time in a hotel room.
We need you there in case Clayton calls again.
Clayton is not going to call again. The bad guys are onto him. They are going to keep him tied in a dank, dark basement with a 24-hour guard. And if he makes one false move, they will bash his wormy little face in.
It's moments like this that make me happy you're on our side.
Here's a cab. Come on, Miss Krause. You check in with your thoughts.
I don't know why I have to go back to my room.
She's right. Let's send it back to Bavaria.
I hear you!
Come on, let's try to find that symbol.
Where do we look?
Everywhere.
You know, one of the things I really like about this town is there's no graffiti.
They don't need it.
What do you mean?
The language looks like graffiti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, there's some over there. No, I guess that's a sign.
Yeah. Just keep your eye out for that symbol.
Where are we gonna find that symbol in all of this?
Governor, I don't know Hong Kong any better than you do. If you have any suggestions, speak up.
Wanna split a cantaloupe?
Not right now. Hey, Governor, look.
That's it.
Really?
May I help you?
Yes, we'd be interested in buying this bowl.
You'll be very proud to own this piece.
Will you tell us what the design means?
Yes, of course. It is the symbol of Lung Chau, the most evil of warlords during the Opium Wars. It literally translates as, we do bad things for money.
Catchy. Bueno. I had the strangest feeling.
Oh, me too. I think it was those spiced pork things.
You're being followed. I think I spotted someone. Why don't you go on ahead as a decoy? I'll hang here and see if I can get behind whoever it is.
Okay. But be careful.
Careful? Careful? Oh, go on, go on.
Thank you.
do anything right, you're supposed to be back at the hotel.
Well, I didn't want to miss any of the fun.
All right, all right. Come on, let's see if we can catch up with the governor.
There's a red Rolls Royce. And there's the symbol. Back to the hotel. Said he wasn't feeling well. Oh, we might as well go after him. I'll see if I can get us a cab.
Wait before I start snooping around. Oh, it's a good thing I spotted that red Rolls Royce.
Unfold. Unwind. Spread
fluff. $25 at Hong Kong.
How much is that in America?
Breakfast was only $112.
Great, I'll just convert cornflakes to Hong Kong dollars. Do I have to pay for this?
Yeah.
Oh, brother, am I supposed to give you the red money or the blue money?
Oh, Inspector, did you find Clayton yet?
I should like to ask you some questions. What was the relationship between Mr. Dubois and Mr. Endicott?
Simple, they hate each other's guts.
I think I'd better have some words with Mr. Dubois. Do you know where he is?
Yeah, no. Well, sort of. You wait here. I'll go get him, okay?
Back in the cab, Benson.
What's going on?
Never mind, just do it.
Oh,
step on the driver, schnell.
Jawohl, Marlein.
You won't believe this, Benson, but are you in trouble?
The police think I had something to do with Clayton's disappearance?
Yeah, they want you for questioning.
Maybe we should go back and talk to them.
You want to rot in a Hong Kong jail until Clayton shows up?
This is not turning out to be a fun trip.
Is this 1741 South Maple Drive?
Stay tuned for more of this 48-hour Benson Marathon. And don't forget to catch Benson at its regular time, every night at 11, right here on TV Land.
We'll be right back.
episode of Benson, Clayton, my dad, Miss Krause, and Benson went to Hong Kong on business. Well, they'd barely arrived when Clayton was kidnapped by mistake. An evil woman named Ursula sent her thugs out after him because she thought he was a high-fashion designer and they wanted his designs. Dad called the police. The only evidence was a pin with a weird design on it. Well, the police seemed worried. Clayton was a prisoner in a Chinese castle, tied and gagged. I wish I'd been there. Well, anyway, he managed to call Benson and the search was on. My dad spotted a car with the weird design on it and gave chase. Then Benson and Miss Krause couldn't find my dad. When they got back to the hotel, they found out the police were after Benson. They thought Benson got rid of Clayton. So Miss Krause and Benson made a run for it. Meanwhile, my dad followed the car to the bad guy's hideout. At night, he climbed over the wall to check things out. That was a mistake. And you won't believe what happened next.
I demand to know what's going on.
It's very simple, Hanson. I want Alexander's drawings.
Who's Alexander?
I am. I mean, I'm not, but she thinks I am.
And you're going to give me those drawings, even if I have to torture you to get them.
Give her the drawings, Alexander.
Madam, I appeal to whatever is left of your reason. Can't you see you've got the wrong man? All this can only end badly. Please, think.
Kang, bring the handsome one to my room. I'll deal with him personally. Oh, and then gag Alexander and do rude things to him.
Let me go! Kang! Get him on the
What did the hotel say when you called?
The governor hasn't come back yet.
Oh, Benson. We'd better get out of this cab.
Yeah, I'm running out of money.
Yeah, and I'm getting car sick.
Now what are we supposed to do?
We lay low so the police don't find us.
In Hong Kong, you and me.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We'll blend right in.
I think they may have noticed us. Benson, look! The police have blasted your face all over Hong Kong. Clayton and the governor are missing, and you are wanted. Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, don't do that. Stop it.
There's a cop car coming.
So what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Cross, we can't walk all night.
You want to get a room?
Shouldn't you buy me dinner first?
Fine. You want to make smart remarks? You come up with an idea.
Okay. We're on an island, right?
Right.
We're surrounded by water, right?
That's what makes it an island, nunchuck.
So we hide in the water.
Are you serious? We can't swim all night long.
What are you worried about, chopsticks? Wood floats.
Please. So, what are you saying?
We'll rent a boat.
Hiding on a boat?
Because the police won't look for us here. And I need a quiet place to think. Perfect. She even bugs me in her sleep.
The next morning.
What time is it? I have 5:15.
Then your watch is broken.
We should try calling the hotel again.
I called 20 minutes ago. Still no governor and no Clayton.
Wait a minute. How did you call?
I had the guy pull over. Now listen, I have an idea.
But it better work. I'm tired and hungry and I haven't done any shopping.
Krause, listen, I think I've worked out a plan how we can find out what happened to the governor.
Yeah.
A
cab, you two. We'll go to the cab company.
Now, see, that's a good idea.
Do you know you kept me awake all night?
Snore. I do not snore. Get out of here.
In German.
Well, it would have to be one of these.
Thank you, sir.
Now, there are five different people on this list with five different destinations. Which one do you think is a governor?
Well, I don't know.
Well, now what are we going to do?
Well, obviously, we have to go to each one of these five destinations and try to figure it out. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Are you sure this is the right place?
This is the first address on the list.
Why would the governor come out here in the middle of nowhere? We'll never find him.
Don't get excited, Kraus. We'll find him. Hong Kong's a small place. On the other hand, it may take a while. Oh, boy. Who these characters are?
Oh, don't worry. They're just tourists.
Tourists? From where? Casablanca? These guys haven't seen a bathtub in years.
Remain calm. My friend is somewhat unpredictable.
Who are you?
Our names aren't important. We're FIS agents.
What the hell is an FIS agent?
Fashion industry security, counter-espionage, industrial, personal protection branch.
So what do you want from us?
We know where your friends are.
Where?
Well, we can't tell you that.
Look, slime ball. You tell us where our friends are, you'll be eating fried rice through a straw.
Better tell your friend to talk. She wants to go shopping and she gets very cross.
Okay, all right. Ursula Van Dyne kidnapped your friends. She thinks they're high fashion designers.
What have you guys got to do with it?
We work for the man Van Dyne thinks she kidnapped. We need time to get him out of the country.
Your friends were the perfect diversion.
Can we go now?
Oh, yeah, beat it. I guess I took care of that pretty good.
You sure did. Except that we don't have a phone number, an address, and we have no idea where Clayton and the governor might be.
Okay, so I'm not perfect.
You're not even pleasant.
What are we doing in the garment district?
Kraus, didn't you listen to those two jerks up on the peak? This Van Dyne woman thinks Clayton is a clothing designer.
Aunt?
Aunt, since there's only two listings for Ursula Van Dyne in the phone book, and one of them is in the garment district.
Oh, yeah, what?
I think the humidity here has warped your brain.
Oh, put it in a push cart. Here. See? That's it. Ring the bell.
May I help you?
Yeah, we're here to see Miss Ursula Van Dyne.
I'm Ursula Van Dyne.
I'm Vincent Dubois, and this is my associate, Gretchen Kraus.
I see. Well, what can I do for you?
We want our friends back, or we will tear this place apart.
Kraus, please, no. What my associate means is that you have apparently, by mistake, taken some dear friends of ours prisoner. We'd be quite satisfied if we could get them back.
Come with me. Kang. Please, make yourselves comfortable. You know, I've no idea what you're talking about.
Miss Van Dyne, there's no need to play games. We know you haven't.
Yeah, one of the bozos that snatched Clayton dropped a collar pin with that dumb design on it.
That design? Well, that's simply our company's trademark.
Do you know what it means?
Well, of course. It means fine quality clothing at low, low prices.
Well, if that's the way you want to play it, then I suppose you won't mind if we look around.
Be my guest.
Come on, Kraus.
That way, please. Chan, get rid of them.
Yes, Ursula.
Benson, what are we going to find down here?
Looks like trouble. Come on, come on, come on!
Woman always trips and falls down in the movies. I think that's so degrading.
Let's discuss film politics some other time.
Episode of Benson. Clayton, my dad, Miss Krause, and Benson went to Hong Kong on business. Well, they'd barely arrived when Clayton was kidnapped by mistake. An evil woman named Ursula sent her thugs out after him because she thought he was a high fashion designer and they wanted his designs. Dad called the police. The only evidence was a pin with a weird design on it. Well, the police seemed worried. Clayton was a prisoner in a Chinese castle, tied and gagged. I wish I'd been there. Well, anyway, he managed to call Benson and the search was on. My dad spotted a car with a weird design on it and gave chase. Then Benson and Miss Krause couldn't find my dad. When they got back to the hotel, they found out the police were after Benson. They thought Benson got rid of Clayton. So Miss Krause and Benson made a run for it. Meanwhile, my dad followed the car to the bad guy's hideout. At night, he climbed over the wall to check things out. That was a mistake. And you won't believe what happened next.
I demand to know what's going on.
It's very simple, Hanson. I want Alexander's drawings.
Who's Alexander?
I am. I'm not, but she thinks I am.
And you're going to give me those drawings, even if I have to torture you to get them.
Give her the drawings, Alexander.
Madam, I appeal to whatever is left of your reason. Can't you see you've got the wrong man? All this can only end badly. Please, think.
Kong, bring the handsome one to my room. I'll deal with him personally. Oh, and then gag Alexander and do rude things to him.
Let me go! Call him!
What did the hotel say when you called?
The governor hasn't come back yet.
Oh, Betsy. We'd better get out of this cab.
Yeah, yeah, I'm running out of money.
Yeah, and I'm getting car sick.
Now what are we supposed to do?
We lay low so the police don't find us.
At Hong Kong, you and me.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We'll blend right in.
I think they may have noticed us. Benson, look! The police have blasted your face all over Hong Kong. Clayton and the governor are missing, and you are wanted. Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, don't do that. Stop it.
There's a cop car coming.
So what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Cross, we can't walk all night.
You want to get a room?
Shouldn't you buy me dinner first?
Fine. You want to make smart remarks? You come up with an idea.
Okay. We're on an island, right?
Right.
We're surrounded by water, right?
That's what makes it an island, nunchuck.
So we hide in the water.
Are you serious? We can't swim all night long.
What are you worried about, chopsticks? Wood floats.
Please. So, what are you saying?
We'll rent a boat.
Be hiding on a boat?
Because the police won't look for us here. And I need a quiet place to think. Perfect. She even bugs me in her sleep.
The next morning.
What time is it? I have 5:15.
Then your watch is broken.
You should try calling the hotel again.
I called 20 minutes ago. Still no governor and no Clayton.
Wait a minute. How did you call?
I had the guy pull over. Now listen, I have an idea.
Well, it better work. I'm tired and hungry and I haven't done any shopping.
Krause, listen, I think I've worked out a plan how we can find out what happened to the governor.
Yeah. A cab he took. We'll go to the cab company.
Now, see, that's a good idea.
Do you know you kept me awake all night?
Snore. I do not snore. Get out of here.
In German.
Well, it would have to be one of these.
Thank you, sir.
Now, there are five different people on this list with five different destinations. Which one do you think is a governor?
Well, I don't know.
So now what are we going to do?
Well, obviously, we have to go to each one of these five destinations and try to figure it out. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Are you sure this is the right place?
This is the first address on the list.
Why would the governor come out here in the middle of nowhere? We'll never find him.
Don't get excited, Kraus. We'll find him. Hong Kong's a small place. On the other hand, it may take a while. Who these characters are?
Oh, don't worry. They're just tourists.
Tourists? From where? Casablanca? These guys haven't seen a bathtub in years.
Remain calm. My friend is somewhat unpredictable.
Who are you?
Our names aren't important. We're FIS agents.
What the hell is an FIS agent?
Fashion industry security. Counter-espionage. Industrial. Personal protection branch.
So what do you want from us?
We know where your friends are.
Where?
Well, we can't tell you that.
Look, slime ball. You tell us where our friends are, you'll be eating fried rice to a straw.
Better tell your friend to talk. She wants to go shopping and she gets very cross.
Okay, all right. Ursula Van Dyne kidnapped your friends. She thinks they're high fashion designers.
What have you guys got to do with it?
We work for the man Van Dyne thinks she kidnapped. We need time to get him out of the country.
Your friends were the perfect diversion.
Can we go now?
Oh, yeah, beat it. Well, I guess I took care of that pretty good.
You sure did. Except that we don't have a phone number, an address, and we have no idea where Clayton and the governor might be.
Okay, so I'm not perfect.
You're not even pleasant.
What are we doing in the garment district?
Krause, didn't you listen to those two jerks up on the peak? This Van Dyne woman thinks Clayton is a clothing designer.
Aunt?
Aunt, since there's only two listings for Ursula Van Dyne in the phone book, and one of them is in the garment district.
Oh, yeah, what?
I think the humidity here has warped your brain.
Oh, put it in a push cart. Here. See? That's it. Ring the bell.
May I help you?
Yeah, we're here to see Miss Ursula Van Dyne.
I'm Ursula Van Dyne.
I'm Vincent Dubois, and this is my associate, Gretchen Krause.
I see. Well, what can I do for you?
We want our friends back, or we will tear this place apart.
What my associate means is that you have apparently, by mistake, taken some dear friends of ours prisoner. We'd be quite satisfied if we could get them back.
Come with me. Kung. Please, make yourselves comfortable. You know, I've no idea what you're talking about.
Miss Van Dyne, there's no need to play games. We know you haven't.
You're one of the bozos that snatched Clayton, dropped a collar pin with that dumb design on it.
That design? Well, that's simply our company's trademark.
Do you know what it means?
Well, of course. It means fine quality clothing at low, low prices.
Well, if that's the way you want to play it, then I suppose you won't mind if we look around.
Be my guest.
Come on, Cross.
That way, please. Chan.
Yes, Ursula.
Benson, what are we going to find down here?
Looks like trouble. Come on, come on, come on!
The woman always trips and falls down in the movies. I think that's so degrading to me.
Let's discuss film politics some other time.
Oh,
How about that? He actually fell for the old barrel through the skylight trick. Things are looking up. Who am I kidding?
Oh, Benson got away. He is sure to rescue us.
How am I going to get Krause, Clayton, and the governor back from Ursula? She's not going to keep him at the factory. She knows I know where that is. Well, I've got her home address from the phone book. But she's got all those guys working for her. If I could get a whole bunch of people to come with me, I wonder if the Jackson tour is coming to Hong Kong. I'm a wanted man. If I could get the cops to chase me, I'll just annoy a few of them and lead them to Ursula's place.
Hey, I'm a wanted man. I'm a wanted man. This guy has a way of making you feel unwanted.
I had a bad thought. What if they shoot?
Can't believe he lost him in a petty cab.
Lost him in a pedicab. Oh, I'm done.
To see you.
Where are the police?
I lost them.
How are we going to get out of here?
Yeah, what is your plan, Benson?
I don't know.
What? You mean you went to all the trouble to get in here and you have no plan of escape?
You should be traveling with Indiana Jones.
How many men does she have?
Virtually dozens.
Boy, you really botched up this rescue.
You should have gone to the American consulate.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Hindsight. Governor, I'm going to go and scout around.
You think we should untie Clayton?
Well, let's not rush into anything.
What?
Oh, well, maybe he was kidding.
You say to them?
I told them they were missing the audition for the all-Chinese version of Chorus Line.
What do we do now?
Well, into the dragon suit, down the steps, and out the door is what I had in mind.
Good plan. Wait a minute. Shouldn't we think this through before we start gallivanting around in a dragon suit?
Yeah, what are the alternatives?
The alternatives? Torture? Captivity? An everlasting diet of sizzling fish lips?
Okay, Benson, we're with you.
Thank you.
Everybody's watching. Make this look good.
All right, now keep in mind, the traditional dragon dance is an ancient celebration of...
Shut up and boogie! Firecrackers!
I don't want to die! Wait,
What's the matter? Haven't you guys seen a dragon break dance?
This is the police! We have the premises surrounded and we have the necessary papers to make things difficult! Do not attempt to resist us!
We could have had a life, but your friend ruined all that. We shall meet again, you and I. Only next time it won't be so pleasant.
It hasn't been all that much fun this time, sweetie.
Ah, there you are.
Yes, here I am, and I surrender. But I think this proves that I did no harm to Clayton or the governor.
Well, we never thought you did. We were simply seeking your assistance.
Krauss?
Okay, so I made a little mistake.
Where's Van Dyne?
I think there's your answer.
You see? I told you. Hong Kong's the city of excitement and intrigue.
I wouldn't know. I didn't get to see much of it.
Let's go home.
TV Land hopes you're enjoying this 48-hour luau.
This is the worst luau I have ever been to.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's actually a 48-hour Benson Marathon. Stay tuned.